This is a Sichuan News Update. Candidates in the Nanaimo Ladysmith riding will have opportunities to speak with voters at upcoming candidate meetings in the riding. As Election Day approaches, two different organizations will be hosting events to allow candidates to speak to voters about their party platform and what they would do if elected to the House of Commons. In the Nanaimo Ladysmith riding, there are five candidates on the ballot this year. The incumbent, Lisa Marie Barron with the NDP, Michelle Corfield with the Liberal Party of Canada, Tamara Cronus with the Conservative Party of Canada, Paul Manley with the Green Party of Canada, and Stephen Welton with the People's Party of Canada. Starting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April 22nd at the Malaspina Theatre, the Vancouver Island University Political Science Program is hosting a candidates forum for both students and community members to come and ask questions to the candidates. VIU political science professor Michael McKenzie spoke to CHY about the event.
It's an open forum for people to engage in some kind of discussion with the candidates. And, you know, we expect the candidates will probably want to respond to each other as well. But there should be time for all of that.
He says at the beginning of the forum, each candidate will have the opportunity to introduce themselves and speak to their party's platform. But the rest of the night will be open for audience members to ask questions.
Plan right now is to have it open and we won't have any themes identified in advance. We would really love to have our students start off the discussion, you know, ask the questions, and we expect them to be there and they will get involved. But the event is open to all community members. So whatever people want to come and discuss, there will be opportunities for people to ask questions.
McKenzie does note there may not be enough time for every question to be answered. He also says there may be opportunities after the question period for audience members to meet with the candidates in the lobby of the theater. Another all-candidates meeting is being hosted in partnership with the Greater Nanaimo Chamber of Commerce, the Canadian Home Builders Association, Vancouver Island, and the Ladysmith Chamber of Commerce. This event is happening on Wednesday, April 23rd at the Coast Bastion Hotel from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Carrie Ann Cody is the Chief Executive Officer for the Canadian Home Builders Association, Vancouver Island. She told CHY that this public event gives an opportunity for citizens to hear directly from their candidates about various topics.
So it'll work different than a traditional debate. Think of it more as an opportunity to hear from the candidates on questions that matter. So obviously from the CHBA side of things, we will focus primarily on housing solutions, housing plans, and the housing platform. And then the chamber, both Nanaimo and Ladysmith, I think a lot of their questions will obviously revolve around the business community and the business community needs and concerns.
Cody says housing is a top priority for many people when deciding who to vote for this year.
For our perspective from CHBA, housing really impacts everyone from renting to home ownership. We take into consideration the entire housing spectrum. And so obviously housing is a very topical conversation right now. Affordability is a big conversation right now. Sustainability is a big conversation. And so being part of this event really gives the opportunity to have those conversations with all of the major parties in the Nanaimo's Ladysmith area.
She says that while they created questions centered around the housing and business sector, there will also be time for audience members to ask the candidates questions. Election Day is April 28th, with advanced voting happening April 18th until the 21st. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.